In Marianna, Florida, it's a small town in the Panhandle. There's a reform school called the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys, which has been there since 1900, and it's had a kind of a history of abuse. It got, I guess, especially bad in the 1950s and the 1960s, and in October of last year, men began coming forward saying that they had been abused in this school. They kind of started banding together and demanding action from the state.
And that's kind of where we came in. We decided it deserved, a hard look. And right off the bat, thought maybe there are people still alive who could be held accountable for hurting these kids. And you know, they're all men now. They're in their 60s. Some are in their 70s. And they're damaged. All of them, are scarred physically and emotionally by this experience. So we gave it a hard look and spent, 5 months now?
I think almost six.
Yeah, meeting as many of them as we possibly could. And talking at length about their experience and trying to sort of get to the truth of the matter.
How did you go about getting these stories and what were some of the abuse that they experienced and how did you get to that?
Sort of brief explainer, the campus has a small 10 by 20 foot low slung building that these men refer to as the White House, and it was the place where the discipline was carried out, and you could be sent to the White House or taken down, as they call it, for any number of reasons, from smoking to trying to escape to backtalking. And so each of them had a pretty similar experience in terms of going to the White House and in terms of receiving the discipline from the instructors and the staff at the school. What was difficult was getting them to slow down. They wanted to very quickly tell their stories, and getting them to slow down and bring texture to their recounting was a hard thing. But you know what? They were very willing to talk. I mean, some of them, you didn't even have to ask them a question.
Yeah, I mean,
tell me the story. And they would start, and 10 minutes later, they'd be in tears. And I don't know if I've ever seen as many men cry. Again, we were probably some of the very first people they told this experience to. And so it was as if we were on the receiving end of, this waterfall of emotion.
And I think they'd all kept, kept these memories repressed for so long that, when we showed up saying, hey, we would like to talk to you about this. And I mean, we were very sincere about going in there and talking to them. They were happy to share what they, what they had gone through. And, if that meant us sitting there for, 3 hours, then they were willing to do that.
When you started this project, did you think that it was going to take this long to do it? Did you know what you were getting into?
No.
No, not at all.
Definitely not. I mean, as we started doing it, people started coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And, I think we had no idea that it would end up being as big as it's become. The governor's ordered an investigation into some of these allegations, and it's turned into a much bigger deal than either of us ever thought going in.
And most of the guys that we've spoken with are were at this school in the mid to late 50s and early 60s, and I thought originally that was sort of the window when this abuse happened, and it turns out it's a much bigger story than that. We took the long view and explored the history of this place, and it's been a place of abuse for almost 109 years.